911, where's your emergency?
I can't find my daughter.
Okay, when was the last time you seen her?
We were here at the park and people said that probably somebody took her.
Noema Alavez Perez dialed 911 from Bridgeton City Park in Cumberland County, New Jersey, reporting her 5-year-old daughter, Dulce Maria Alavez, missing on September 16th. Perez says it's been devastating for her family, especially her nonverbal 3-year-old son, Manuel.
He starts asking where she at, but he can't talk, so he just points and try to say that, where is she at? And then he starts crying and pointing at her pictures.
The American-born girl was last seen when her mother took her 2 children to the park. The 19-year-old stayed in the car to help Dulce's 8-year-old aunt with homework, while the other children played about 30 yards away. It was the last time anyone saw Dulce Maria. Police have released a sketch of the man spotted at the park and are urging anyone who recognizes him to come forward. But one issue complicating the investigation is the largely immigrant community's complicated relationship with police. Case in point, Noema's boyfriend was brought into ICE custody to be questioned. He was later released, but family spokeswoman Jackie Rodriguez says now there is heightened fear of law enforcement and deportation among the city's undocumented residents.
We don't have their paper. They're not legal here. They're scared. You know, they're not the only ones that are scared. There's many out there in the city of Bridgeton that feel the same way. They're in the same shoes. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people are afraid to speak because of that problem.
Dulce is one of approximately 60 active missing child cases in the Garden State. But in neighboring Pennsylvania, there are more than double. And while all cases of missing children are devastating, Robert Lowry of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children says there's a startling trend when it comes to children of color like Dulce.
About 60% of the children that are reported missing today in the United States are children of color.
In Pennsylvania, black children make up only 13% of the child population in the state, but account for 31% of active missing children cases. The trend is similar for Hispanic children. They account for 11% of the population under 18, but are 18% of missing children. Lowry explains why that might be.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the media attention some of these cases do seem to attract, and attention that does garner the public's attention. But one particular demographic that does concern me are the Hispanic Latino children, especially those who are undocumented, you know, and reluctant to call police when their children are missing out of fear of deportation.
In the month after Dulce's disappearance, more than 1,000 tips poured in, leading hundreds of investigators to more than 200 locations. One of those tips came from the family thrift shop in Hellertown, Pennsylvania, where a customer believed they spotted the child inside. The New Jersey Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office, which is leading the investigation, confirms the tip was followed up on, but didn't elaborate beyond that. In the meantime, Dulce's family and supporters are trying to keep the case alive. They held a vigil to mark 2 months since Dulce's disappearance, where her grandmother, Norma Perez Alavez, begged the public to share her photo. But for Dulce Maria's family, their heartache won't be over until the girl with the sweet name and the sweeter smile comes home.
What do you pray for at night?
For her safety, that she's okay and everything. Because I know one thing, I know that she didn't like sleeping by herself, or she didn't like the dark. And I feel sad that she's not with us. She's probably asking why they're not coming to get me, why they're taking so long to come and get me.
Dulce Maria Alavez remains on the FBI's most wanted list for kidnapped or missing persons, and a reward for information now stands at $52,000. Reporting from Lower Saucon Township, I'm Casey Lopez, WLVR News.